Tomatoes, bacon and sausage, Dad. Nice big breakfast.
Ah, smells good anyway.
Wonder how poor Jill's getting on.
Nearer time, isn't she?
Yeah. You won't forget I'm going round there on Sunday and staying for a night or two, will you?
Oh, I had forgotten. She's having this one at home, isn't she?
Oh, hello, Phil. Everything all right?
Oh, yes, thanks, ma'am. Had a bit of a restless night. Jill didn't seem to be able to settle at all.
Well, never mind, Phil. In a few days' time, you'll have a brand new bouncing baby for your mother to coo over.
And how is Jill this morning, Phil?
Oh, you know her. Up with the lark, had breakfast waiting just as usual when I came in from my first look round. Got the children up and dressed just as if nothing was the matter.
Oh, she's a marvel. She really is. You're a lucky chap, you know, Phil.
Yes, I do know, Mum. Jill's a wife in a million. Mm. That's why... Well, I know I've got a nerve, and I know I shall get it in the neck from Jill, but... Well, do you think you could possibly manage to come round tonight, Mum?
And stay, do you mean?
Yeah, I know it's awkward, but do you think you could?
Well, it all depends whether or not your father
could... Could you manage, Dad?
Well, of course I can, lad. I'm not exactly helpless, you know.
Well, that's a matter of opinion.
Eh?
Well, you see, Jill won't hear of my ringing the doctor or the midwife until she actually says the word, but... Well, I think she'll leave it as late as possible.
How do you mean?
She'd just hate to get anybody out of bed unnecessarily.
Well, I know you must feel anxious, Phil, but Jill's very sensible. I'm sure she wouldn't raise a scare without good reason.